Kumlan ab la gemorra wafet ab tezayin am ra'al v'mishnah. Pigel b'kaimitz, if you, let's say, had the wrong thought in mind when you did the kmitzah, that you're going to eat the shirayim in the wrong time. V'loy b'lavayna, but not when you also put the frank incense on the mizbeach. Because there are two matirim, there are two things that enable you to eat the mincha. The kaimitz and the lavayna. But you only had the thought, pigel thought, during one of the matirim. Or lavayna v'loy b'kaimitz. So you thought about the wrong thought when you were going to roast the lavayna on the mizbeach about eating the shirayim, but you didn't have that thought by the kaimitz. Is ameir, I'm a pigel v'chayyav l'koras. Even if you did a chatzi matir, it's still pigel. However, Chomayimrim ain't by Kodesh, Achi, if Agab Cholamata, Chom says, since there are two Matirim, you have to have the wrong thought by both Matirim. However, Moidim, Chacham, the Rameyah, the Chomayimrim, Rameyah, where there is no Levoina, for example, Minchas Choyte, a guy who sinned, and he couldn't afford to pay the full carbon, so he has a carbon out of a Yodib, but certain sins, and therefore he can bring a carbon Chatas. Over there, because he's a sinner, we don't want it to be too nice, over there there's no Levoina. Or the minchas kanoyes the husband brings when his wife is a saita, he brings his mincha over there as well. We bring a mincha kanoyes, which is, does not have any levoina. So there's only one matter, the kaimitz. Is she in pigul the kaimitz? Shehu pigul the chayom la karas. Even the chaman made that, then for sure it's pigul and chayv karas. Explaining him already, yeah. What's the point and what's the haidah here? Sheha kaimitz hu ha matir, because the kaimitz is the soul matter. Similarly, by Shavuos, Shochad by Shavuos, you have two sheep that allows you, enables you to eat the two loaves of bread. So the two sheep are two matirim. Each sheep is a separate matir. So Shochad Echad Min Akvasim. If he shechted one of the sheep, Lechol Beis Chalos L'Mochan, he had in mind you'll eat both Chalos at the wrong time after Shavuos. So again, you only had the wrong thought by a half of a matir, or Hikted by Lechem Apanim. You have two sides of Lechem Apanim. You have two spoons with the levain in it. It's called Bezichin. And you had in mind when you're supposed to take the two Bezichin and roast them as a bech, and then you can eat Lechem Apanim. So that two matirin here, hikter echem and abazichin lechol beis dorim lemocha. You roasted one of the bazichin. He had a mind lead through both loaves at the wrong time, but it's a half a matir. Rameyah says pigul v'chayov and olkodes. Rameyah says it's pigul and yichayev kodes. And the chachamim say ain by kodes achifag b'chol matir. Chachamim say there's no kodes until you're fagel in the entire matir. Again, same machlekes. Then the Mishnah concludes, Shochat Echad Min HaKvasim, you shechted one of the sheep, remember the two matirim here, and you had in mind, Lechol Mimenu L'macha, you had in mind that this sheep that you're shechting, you can eat tomorrow, so basically it's pigul. Who pigul? But the chaveda, if you eat from the other sheep, kosher, because one matir cannot impact on the other matir, but on itself it can. Or Belechol Mechaveda L'macha, if you shechted sheep one, and you had in mind you're going to eat sheep two tomorrow, then everything is kosher. The first sheep you shechted is kosher because you didn't have any bad thoughts about it, and the second sheep is kosher because you cannot think from one matter to another.
When you have to make it either tomorrow, pigul, does the thought have to be intentional or even a mistake?
If it makes a difference, it's a mistake. But it makes no difference. He thought that he'll be allowed to eat the next day. It makes no difference. The fact is, you ruin. The only question is whether you have to pay back the guy money for ruining his animal. If it's a this is a karmic tibur, but a karmic yochi, let's say.
And as a punishment, though, you wouldn't get punished.
You don't get malchus.
You don't get anything.
It's an aveda. Who gets the karis? Gets the karis is not the person who had the thought. It's the person who then goes ahead and eats from that meat. That's the guy who gets the karis, not the guy who
doesn't know that.
So then it's a shaygik. Then he has to ring a car. But if he didn't know about it and he ate it anyway, then it's pigul. It's the person on the other end who gets the karis.
Yesterday I was talking about the guy who was in the dam, with the dam and the dam.
Two avedas.
Two
karis. Rashi says. We're talking about it's always a shaygik, so therefore you get two chatois.
But if it's the
you can't get two karas.
But you get two sets of malchus.
No,
that's if you give
malchus. Yeah, that's machlek. If you get uchay, you get malchus. We'll see. Okay. Omar Rav says Rav. That's the machlekes of Rav Meir Chachami. When do Chacham? This is Rav's point. When we had a similar thing by Zvachim. Machleik by Kabbalas. Machleik is, well, how machleik is a mechacham is if you had in mind by one matter what happened, shenosan es akremitz b'shtika, ves alavoyne b'machshav, the whole machleik is that you, when you did the kremitz, you had no bad thoughts. And when you did the levoyne, you had bad thoughts. Rameh says one half a matter ruins it, the chom say no. I will all the way around. Nosan ha-kaimitz machshava. First step is kaimitz. You scoop. You scooped out, you had in mind that you can eat the leftovers the following day. And then you go ahead and you roast the levain. You had no thoughts in mind. Then everyone would agree that is pigel. Because whatever you continue doing is a continuation of your first activity. Whatever you do afterwards, if you didn't explicitly change your mind, means you're continuing in the same way. It's as if you did both matirim with a bad thought. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar Adayin Machlekes makes no difference. The Machlekes still exists. Yosef Rava said. Rabbi said, "To come, Allah Shmaiti said over the whole Gemara, Eisvei Rav Acha Bar Avun LeRava. Rav Acha Bar Avun has a question to Rabbi Rava. It said, 'Bamedvarim Hamurim. When do we say that if you had a machshava during the kmitza, that it's mefagel b'kmitza? If you had that machshava regarding the shiraim and the mincha during the act of kmitza, during remember the four acts by mincha that are parallel the four acts by karban. So you have kmitza is similar to shchita. You have the blood that goes in the keli is similar to the putting the kmitza into a klei shadus, and then walking with the klei shadus is similar to hiluch by the blood, and then roasting the kmitza is similar to sprinkling the blood by the karban." So, when do we say that if you had a bad thought, it ruins the carbon, if any, doing one of these activities, either through the kmitza or the matan keli, putting it inside the keli, or the hiluch, when you're walking with the keli to the mizbech? But, see, because these three activities don't exist by levoina. They only exist by kmitza. So, these are the full matir. However, when it comes to the roasting, you have to roast two things. You have to roast the kmitza, and you have to roast the levoina as well. So there, aval bal loyla haktara. If it comes to roasting, nasan es hakaimis b'shtika, v'salavayin machshava. Since there are two matirim here, you need to have the bad thought by both matirim. The other activities, there's no second matir, there's only one matir, so you have to have the bad thought there. But when it comes to the activity of roasting, you have to have the bad thought by both. If you had only the bad thought by one of them, either one, it says here. Either you put the kaimitz quietly in the levain machshava. So it's clearly here, or kaimitz machshava, you had the bad thought kaimitz was first, and levain b'shtika. Clearly the kaimitz came before the levain, and the kaimitz had the bad thought, and yet they're still arguing. Even though, according to you, so the chayyim didn't should be that if your kaimitz was first and you had a bad thought, then you were quiet by the levaina. It should still be pigul. Why are they arguing? Tony, me, we learned nasan as a kaimitz machshava. You first did the kaimitz and you had a bad thought. V'sal levaina b'shtik levaina afterwards quietly. Upligi, and they're still arguing. Kasha and Rav. But I will answer. Not that you thought that it's a sequence. You thought when it says you put the kaimitz, if you were kaimitz, you had a bad thought, and then you were quiet by the levaina. You thought the levain, the roasting levain, happened after the roasting of the kmitza. No, you roasted the levain with a bad thought, and you already did the levain first without having any thoughts at all. But taka, if you kmitza in the bad thought, followed by the levain, I don't care what you would have thought, it would have been, if you had a neutral thought, it would have been considered pigul.
Yeah, once you had a bad thought, you had a bad thought.
That's a machlek, that's what I was saying. The question is, are the two related or not? Do we say one follows the other? State two, there are two questions. If so, the second case and the first case are identical. The first case was you did levoina first, followed by the kaimitz. The second case was you did kaimitz first, followed by the levoina. If you tell me that the second case, if you did kaimitz and the levoina already happened, it was a chiluk eshin. We learned clearly, achakach, it says, v'achakach he did the levoina, which means that it's a sequence. Tagim Rav Chinchini gives a brilliant answer. Bebeis deyes. You know why over here they're still arguing? Because there's two different kohenim who did it. One kohen did the levaina and one kohen did the kmitza. When do we say that if it continued progressing, that whatever you did the first way, you continue with the same kohen? And he had a bad thought by the kohenim, and he himself went up and brought up the levaina. If he didn't change his mind, then obviously he's continuing with the same attitude. But if it's a separate kohen, how can you link the two kohenim? This kohen clearly had in mind the wrong time, the other kohen didn't. Why would you assume the other kohen had the same thing? And therefore, base day is it doesn't apply.
So is this relationship between the kohenim and the levaina a little bit like two levaina?
It's two matirim. It's exactly that.
Two separate.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. And the Rav's word applies to the bezichim as well. Everything's the same. Toshma coming here. We learned. We already had all this in Zvachim by Medvar and Murim. When do we say that? Sometimes we say that if you sprinkle the blood, you have to sprinkle four times in the Mizbeach or a number of times, and you had by one sprinkle, you had the wrong thought, it ruins the whole thing. That's all by the kabbanis outside, because even those kabbanis lechatchila you need four. You remember Beis Hillel said even lechatas b'di'evi, you did one, you already yaitza. So one could be the whole matid. And if you had a bad thought by the first spring, that's it, it ruined it, because the whole matzah you already ruined. When do we say that if you had even just by one sprinkle the wrong thought, it ruins it? But blood that was given on the inner mizbech, why the 43 Yom Kippur? Because you bring a pot on the side, a bull on the side, and you sprinkle 7 and 1 against the inside the Kodesh Kodashim by the Aron for each one. That's already 16, and then you do for the Pareches again each one, and then you know maybe say we're saying in Avodah Kohenim and 7. Then so that's another 2 times 8 is 16. That's 32. And then you do 7 against the Mizbeach Apnimi, and 4 on the four corners, that's 11. So 32 and 11 is 43. So you sprinkle 43 times in the Mizbeach, but over there, every sprinkle is ma'akiv. There's one matzah here. It's not that B'di'evi did 1 is enough, or B'di'evi did 42 is enough. You need to do all 43. So Avodami, Matib Mizbeach Apnimi, Mem Gim, Kipuri, Mova Achaz, Esesh Par Kohen, Meshuach, or the 11 of Par Kohen Meshuach, which is the 7 plus 4. The achas esesh apart hand of the tzibur again 7 and 4 pigel bein b'dushayna bein b'shnia bein b'shlishes, whether it was the very inner one in the kodesh kodashim against the Aron, whether you mefagel against the pareches, whether you mefagel by the mizbech, rameir oim a pigel the chayom of kodesh because even though it's a half a pigel it's enough, he holds a chayv kodesh chama in by kodesh if I b'chol matir chama say it's not pigel to you b'chol matir because the chama say that it's one big matir. All 43, and chatzi matzah is not us. Now the question is very simple: if the first sprinkles I did it with the wrong thought, and according to Rav, we all follow the first sprinkles. So what are you telling me that I have to have that bad thought throughout all 43? But he says bein b'dushayna, bein b'shnei, bein b'shlishis. According to Chayyim, if it's b'dushayna, according to Chacham, it'll be made that all of them is pigul because everything you did al das b'dushayna oisa. Tony me a pigul bein b'dushayna, bein b'shnei, bein b'shlishis. Upligim, you're still arguing. You can tell me that was two different kohenim. Now remember, we had a machlekes. What happens if the kohen gadol dies right in the middle of the sprinkling the blood? One opinion says you got to start all over again, and one opinion says he can continue. So the opinions are that he can continue. Then he can answer that. That the shayin is done by kohen number one, and he had a bad thought of mind, but then he died. So the shniyas came in and he continued kohen number two. And just because kohen number one had a bad thought, we cannot automatically assume that kohen number two also had a bad thought. So that's why he says here, but if you follow the opinion that whoever comes in starts all over again, so it means that every kohen, you need all 43 to be a matzah. And according to you, you follow the Rishon, when it says Bein B'Rishon, it has to be the same kohen, because the new kohen you start anyway again. So why don't we say that automatically? It's like you faggled the whole thing. Yeah. If you die. I guess so, yeah. Is honey come out of the pav, I feel a bit domish of pat. I'm out of the pav, a bit domish of pat. My equal may mad. That has been up on pat. But not dumb, he can continue the other one. What are you going to say? If you hold that every, he cannot use the dam of the other pot, he has to start all over again. So my equal may mad. I'm out of my skin. I should piggle bit of shine. This is what happened. He was mefagel the first set. Vishasig Bishni, he said nothing the second one, but then Upigal Bishlishis. Now he was like this. Normally we say that whatever you continued, you followed the first. So why did you have to have a new machshava in the third? Does that tell us that during the second, I had no machshava, Taka didn't want it to be Pigal? Baharaya, the third one, I'm afraid, had to have a machshava of Pigal. Remember, we learned before when you have machshava, you have to actually say it. So people heard you. Damrin, we say, if we believe that generally speaking, so this kohen as well, when he did the second one, he followed the first one. Is mad at pigul b'shish lamali? Why did he have to have a specific thought in the third one? Therefore, must be. So that's why in this case we say that it's a chatzi matter. Says Masker Bashi, midish shasik tani. Where does it say anywhere in this brayse here that he had a machshava the first one, quiet the second, and he talked the third? Where did it all come from? El Ravashi comes to Ravashi and he says, "Hocham my skin." And we have very often that Rava says something and Ravashi comes and sums it all up. And we have the Gemara in Kedushin that the Ravashi was born the day that Rava passed away. Even though Rashi in a few places, the Rambam says clearly that Ravashi overlapped Rava. But the Gemara in the Kedushin has different gifts, it must have different Gemara says. So it seems like there's some, like a Ben Giloy. The Gemara says that if a Tzadik passed away. Sorry? No. There's only one Ravashi. But the idea that Ravashi is a continuation of Rava. The Gemara says that when one great person passed away, immediately another person was born. And the Gemara says, Rava passed away, Ravashi was born. So Ravashi has to continue the legacy of Rava. So we have so many times in the Gemara, Rava said something, come along, Ravashi, you missed all these, two generations there, and comes along and has either sums it up or argues or whatever. Ela Rabashi continued further in the discussion. You had in mind the first, and you had in mind the second. But the shlishi you acquired. And what happened was the shlishi acquired. And that tells us something. If you're going to say, if you're going to say he continuation, then why do you have to have another thought in the second time? Mad the pigul bishniya lumbly. Why do you have to have a thought in the second time?
How would it affect the fourth and the fifth?
There's only three sets. So Gemara says can't be. But bang ton. He says clearly whether he had the thought at the first time, whether he had the thought in the second. That means he only had one bad thought. Kashi, it's not a problem with Rav, but it doesn't matter. We're not misspoke. Says Gemara, right? You have to think, but think the right things.
No, but you can be neutral. And the other thing is, you can be neutral, because the other thing is, if you actually state it
right. That's right, yeah. Then we're assuming you're doing the right thing.
I reckon if he has thought of the first and the third, it would affect the second.
That's what I've said.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like it. Maybe you're right. In theory, you're right, but it doesn't fit into the Braisa. The wording of the Braisa doesn't say that. Looking at it, we learned that Meir says pigul in the Braisa. It says about the first, whether the second, or the third, it's pigul and yichayev kares. Merdi lechayde kares lemechayev achi yikol amatidin. Everyone is made that even though if you had the wrong thought, I'd have to think. It ruins it. It's pigul, but you have to continue finishing the job. If you don't finish the job, don't talk about. So lechayde lekares lemechayev until you finish all the matidin. How do I know that? We learned in Masechet Zevachim.
If you've got a coin that's mucked it out, and he dies, and he's at his goddess.
Yeah, there's no cutters then, because he didn't finish the job. Yeah. The carbon should be appeasing the Eibishter. Kachatzos, kosher, kachatzos, pasul. In order for something to become pasul, because we learn from Shlomim, the whole idea of psul. So in that same pasuk, it's a yirotze, or lo yirotze. So when you make a pigul, you have to go through all the motions as if it was kosher. And the only thing wrong you did was they had the pigul thought. Mahatzos, kosher, actually, we call it matirin. When is it kosher? Only when you finish the job, or the matirin at least, afhatzos, pasul, you become matirin. So what's the problem? Let's say you have to spray 43 times. You sprayed the first 16, and then you had a bad thought, which means you ruined the carbon. If you ruin the carbon, everything else you're doing afterwards is a waste of time. It's like you're spraying water. So why should there be b'chal kares here? The high over here, kivin the chashiv ba'befnim pasley. Since the very inside you had the wrong thing in mind, is kimazi behechol mai ba'almu de kamazi o madi. When you're spraying the hechol, you're only spraying water. Nothing else happened. So Rashi already asked. So every time there's pigul, how can you ever have pigul? As soon as you shecht it and you had a wrong thought of mind, that's it. The carbon is puzzle. So whatever you do afterwards is a waste of time. So that's just no. That's the chiddush of pigul. Over there by shechita, you did the whole activity. The activity of shechita is over, and now you're going back to the normal activities. Here you're still doing zirika. You have to spray 43 times, and the first 16 you already had the wrong machshava, and now you have to move to another area. It's one. Even got a maid, it's still one avoida. He calls chati matzah puzzles. So how can you become puzzle? L'chay, the rest you're doing is only water. The Gemara, Amar Abba Mashkach, I'll tell you how you find it. Ba'arba pari ba'arba seidim. You know what we're talking about? That every time you had to change the parnasoi, the blood spilled out. You finished the inside, the blood spilled out. You got to bring another parnasoi. You finished the parechis, the blood spilled out. You did another on the mizbeach on the bottom. It's finished, now you have to do the kronos. So because each time you finish the job, there's no ma'ay ba'alma. You finish the job. Yeah, you have to shed another one, yeah. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's one answer, which obviously is a pretty big doichik. Rava says, I feel tame par echad v'sir echad. Livgule marze aboyim v'sholosh. That regarding pigul, it's considered that you continue spraying blood and it does not lose the pigul status. This does not take away the pigul status. Says the Gemara, a side issue, v'tanya aboyim v'sholosh. You just said 43, other place says 47. So the Gemara's answer is simple. You do on four kronos. Remember, you have a parva soyer. So there's two ways of doing it, two opinions. One opinion is you take that stage, you take the blood of Yudah, you take the blood of the par and the blood of the soyer, of the goat, and you mix it together and you spray four times. That's 43. The other opinion says, no, you spray four times of the blood of the par and separately four of the soyer. Then you have 47. Like Kasha, Hakim Adon Ma'arvin Lakon, you mix them up when it comes to the corners. And Hakim Adon Ma'arvin. But Gemara is another brayso which says V'hatanya aboyim 48. Who does that come from? Gemara says like Kasha. How come I know Shiraim Akvin? Remember, after what they do with leftover blood, they pour down the chute. Is that considered part of the spraying. We had a machlekes zvachin whether shirayim is ma'akiv the carbon or not. If you hold the shirayim ma'akiv, we'll count that in as mekam 48. How come I'm not shirayim lo ma'akiv? 47 with not ma'akiv, 48 with the yam ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Yiboy lehu pigul b'haylocha. What about if you mefagel while you're walking with the kaimit? Remember, we said all these activities are parallel to the shechita. Over there, you put the blood into a keli, and then you walk with it to the mezbech, and then you sprayed it. So what about over here? You put the kaimits into a clay shadus, and you walk with it. Pigul b'haylocha ma. What's the thing if you mefagel during this activity of halacha? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kikmitza. Halacha is just like mitzvah, it's the only, which means the word, it's the only matter at that time. And because it's the only matter at that time, it's mefaglet. And the Shlaki says, no, the Shlaki says, halacha kehaktara. The halacha, since what are you doing? You're taking the kmitzah to be roasted. It's as if the roasting already started at that stage. How many things do you have to roast on the Zbeach? Two things, the kmitz and the levina. So that's as if the ktiv of halacha is already considered also that there's two matidim here. And if you only had the wrong thought when you walk with it, what you, it's only a chatzi matid, and therefore it does not ruin the carbon.
Do you agree the same with animals?
No, we'll explain. Yeah. Bishleim. It makes sense. You know why? Because just like you have to transport the kaimitz, you also have to transport the levina. How do you get the levina on the mizbech? You have to transport the levina. So therefore, the activity of a halach over here is really part of the haktara. And you have two matirim. What does that have to do with an animal? And only one matir. So because you have two matirim, the Shlaki says that if you can have a wrong thought when you're transporting the kaimitz, it's only half a matir.
The kaimitz and the levina were two separate kaimitz?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. In fact, the way a mincha was done is, there's different kinds of mincha. Let's say one of the mincha was you have a little oil in the keli, and then you put the flour, and then you put in the water, you mix it together, you put some more oil in, you mix it together, and then it wasn't even clay shadus. And then afterwards, you put it into a clay shadus, and you put the levoina on top of it. Then you push the levoina to move aside. And then you push the levoina to a side. Then you push the levoina to a side, and you did the kmitzah. And you put that into a clay shadus. And then you walk with that to the mizbech. And then you took the levoina off on the side, and you put that into another clay shadus. And then you walk with that. Totally separate. We even had a discussion about that a week, 2 weeks ago. Okay, so Shlokish makes sense because it's a half a matter. El Rabbi Yechanan, my time. What's the svarik of Rabbi Yechanan? Omar Rav says Rav, kesav Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion: kol avoida she'ena materes, any avoida that's not linked with any other avoida, it's not matter anything else. For example, halacha is not necessary. You don't need halacha. If halacha was necessary, then halacha is a matter. Without halacha, you can't have the next stage of kaimitz. But what happens if you did it right next to the mizbeach? Or what happens if nobody moved? You had a bunch of kohenim lined up and they just passed it from kohen to kohen. Nobody walked with it. It's not a problem because halacha is not really that, is not ma'akiv, so it's not a matid. So any, Rabbi Yechanan is on rule, any avoided which is not a matid, avoided chashuvi lefaglin, and it's an independent avoided. It's a lone avoided. And therefore, if you had the wrong thought at that time, it ruins the whole carbon. Bifnei atzma. So it's not part of the matid. It's not connected to the tatus to say, oh, this is part of the matid. It's not essential. You don't need it. Abaye said, what about shechitas echad makvasim? In the case of shvuas, we shecht one of the kvasim. L'chaydash, shechita is a matir. The shechita is not a matir. Why? Because it's the zrik. It's only when you're spraying the blood. Now you can go ahead and you mak to the murim. You can go ahead and eat the balance. So it's the zrik that's matir. Shechita is just an activity. So according to your logic, shechita is not a matir. Shechita is a void itself. And yet a pligi. And yet they're arguing regarding shechita. According to you, the chacham should have been made if you shecht the kvasim. It's a full pigle. Each kevis is a full pigle. Yet the chacham say that if you did one and not the other, it's a chati matir. But it's not a matir according to your logic. Pligi, now we learn shochet echad kvasim lechash lechal lemacher hikir nazir lechash lechal lemacher amir a pigle chacham lekod chacham main because you fagel b'chol a matir. Chacham say it's not pigle because you only did one. But according to you, it's not a matir. Why is a matir? Because it's the zrika that's matir the food. This is just an avoda. Amalei, he said to him, "Me, Sovet, you think lechem betanur kodesh? You think the shechita is not a matir? that the shchita taka maybe is not a matter for the kvasim. What's matter you to eat the meat of the kvasim? Dafke the zrika, but you know what the shchita is for? Shchita is matter the bread. The shchita is matter the bread.
But you don't come in the middle of
it. All right, come on, go. Amalei. Mi sabe, who told you that lechem betanur kodesh chitas kvasim mekachalei? Vahocha lekadesh kebola hatadami. True, the kvasim are not considered a matzah regarding the meat of the kevis itself. You need to wait until you sprinkle the blood of mizbeach, and that's what's matzah the meat. You're right. So it's not a matzah, but it is a matzah as far as the bread is concerned. Because what makes the bread holy? The shchita. The shchita makes the bread holy. And it's only when the bread is holy that's what you can eat it. So therefore, it's considered a matir. That's why they're arguing. It's a chati matir. You have two sheep. You need both matirim. And the man said, no. Most of it, Barashi. So Simi Barashi comes along and asks a question. Achedim, oimim, achedim, said a carbon pesach. When you shech the carbon pesach, you have to shech through the esophagus and the trachea. So what happens if during the esophagus you had no? And you have to think about the people that are joined in to this carbon. What about if some of the people were kosher people and some of them were not kosher? What's not a kosher person? An adol, a guy who wasn't circumcised, not a bris milah, is not kosher for a carbon pesach. Right? Pesach is cooler. You can be part of carbon pesach. What happens if you segmented the two groups? Segregated them two groups. One group is moilim, the people who are gemalot, and one group is adelim, who are not gemalot. So when you shechted one of the simonim, you thought about this group, and when you shechted the other simon, you thought about the other group. And it says as follows. So if you thought, but when you shechted, you started shechting, you thought about the kosher people, and the first simon, and the second, and the second simon for the adelim, then kosher is kosher. Hegdim adelim moilim, the first simon, you thought about the adelim, and then the moilim possible. The Kaimlan, and we have a rule. What are they arguing about? Excuse me. That's what Achedim holds. He's saying the main thing is he's saying that the shchita. The question is, according to you, shchita is not a matir. The Chacham argued Achedim. They say it's a chatzi matir, and it's no good. So it's no good. The question is that according to your logic, there's not a matin. There's no bread over here. The whole word by Shavuos is you said that the shchita does not matter you to eat the meat. It's a zrika. What? But by Shavuos, the shchita connects the bread, makes the bread holy. Fine. But Pesach, you don't have that. Where's the chatzim matin? The kaimlan, the chatzim matin pligi. They're arguing regarding a chatzim matin. Where's it come in here? Amalek said to him, "You think by korban Pesach, me sovre dam betzavar behem mekadosh dam sakin mekachale." What makes the behemah carbon pesach? What makes it holy? It's the shchit itself, and because of the shchit, therefore it is the matir. That's called the kedusha is the beginning of the whole carbon. Therefore, that's considered matir. V'hocha lekadosh kibola hatadami. Since this is what makes the carbon pesach a carbon, before later on you sprinkle the blood and able to eat it, so this is considered a matir. That's why the angin chatzim matir. Toshma. It's exactly like the Shavuos for the bread. Exactly like Shavuos the bread. And by Mincha, we said Fakert. By Mincha, you don't need to do the Halacha. You don't need the Halacha at all, and therefore it's a separate Avodah. It's not a matter at all. But because it's a separate Avodah, it could be Pigal on its own. Toshma coming here. When do we say that you're Mefagel? By Koimitz. We had before the medra amurim bekmitza the first three activities. Why? Because there's no levina there, either the kmitza stage or the matan kli stage or the hilach stage. There's no other avoda. Mashenki would tell you this because you have levina is a chatzim matter. Now lechayde, what are you doing the hilach for? You're doing the hilach to bring it to the mizbech. So lechayde, you do the same thing when it comes to the levina. So why are you telling me that it's not a chatzim matter? My love hilach the haktora. Too much hilach haktora. No, should be a chatzim matter. And Luchel, it says here that they're not arguing according to the Shlokish. You, the Shlokish, said that the Hiluch has it in like Akhtar already. And he says, clearly it's not. Says the Gemara, it's a Kashan Shlokish. No. Hiluch the Matan Keli. They were talking about, who said the Keli is right next to the Mincha? You're walking with the Kaimis to put it into the Keli. That's the Hiluch we're talking about. But once it's in the Keli and you're walking towards the Mizbech, that's already just like Hiluch of Levaina would be a Chatzimata. Why is it here? A full Avaida? Because you're walking with it from the original Keli and you're putting it in another Keli and you're walking towards that Keli. So, but Matan Keli over Hiluch, the order is wrong. Why does it say Matan Keli? And then you walked it and walked. It should have said Hiluch, you walked to the Keli and then Matan Keli. You're right. Learn that way. Learn that way. he got a fine. So why does it say Boloi Lahaktara? He went to be makted it. It should say Boloi Lahachu Boloi. It should have said he went to take it, because that's what it's talking about. Holy Kasha. Kivun the Loch at Soyaktari, he called Lahaktara. The next part, if you take the Haktara, if you walk into the Haktara, that's where it says Haktara itself. No, why don't we include that? Also, why are we talking about walking to the putting in the keli? Why don't we then discuss also the other stage of walking with the keli to the mizbech? Says Gemara, you know why we don't talk about it? Because that's already considered haktara. That's part of the haktara, because Rei Delvain is involved, and therefore there's no pickle there. Says Gemara, Ebezel Nosen as a kaimitz b'shtika. He says he placed the kaimitz b'shtika. Should have said hoylich b'ayle. He should have said that he walked with it b'shtika. Because that's the first activity before you put in the keli. So you kasha. That's like a technical question. So you right. What about the following? Hektir shumshum. You will mark that you roasted a little piece, like a sesame seed, the size of a sesame, tiny amount. And you had in mind lechol shumshum. You had in mind you can eat a corresponding little piece of the shrayim mincha at the wrong time. And then you continued doing it. In other words, you took the kaimitz and you broke it up into other little pieces, and each little piece you put on and said, I'm going to eat an equivalent amount of the shirayim. And then you finished the whole kaimitz, basically had in mind the whole shirayim. You had, at least you did the whole kaimitz, you had in mind every step of the way the kaimitz, but each time was a small little piece, and before we learned how to be a kazayis. Nasa la kaimitz b'shtika, sorry, hekti shumshim lechol shumshim achikolo kaimitz kula, until you finished the entire kaimitz and you had in mind the wrong thoughts. What's the din? In this case, same with Levina, is a pigle or not? Zamachlekes Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, and Rav Sheshes. Chadam a pigle, 100%. It's pigle. Chadam a posel. It's not pigle, but it's posel. And the chadam a kosher. It's actually kosher. What's going on here? Lema, let us say the following. Mandam a pigle. Let us say the one who said that it's pigle holds like a mayor, that even though it's a chatimate, because every time you did a little bit, there's so much more to go. You need to burn the entire kaimitz. So each one is only a chatimate. And over here also, every single sesame seed size is a chatimate. But it's enough. Mandam a posel. That it's posel, but it's not matayde. He's hold like the rabbanim. There's no kaddish, but it's posel. Either matayde or the rabban. It's only posel. Mandam a kosher. Hold like Rebbe. The hold like Rebbe, who says that he says that you cannot combine chatzi chatzi kizayis chatzi kizayis. Remember, we had Rebbe a few days ago. You cannot buy. You know, if you had in mind a chatzi kizayis of this lechem and a chatzi kizayis that lechem, you cannot combine less than the shear. You don't combine. So you wonder who says Mimai. Maybe this case is radically different than all other cases. Didn't say the Ella the Chisha b'Shiure. When did Ramey say his din that with what a chatzimate is that chatzimate at least with a full shira? Because I is here. You thought about the size of a sesame. See who says chal. I will hoch the Chisha b'Shiure. Loi made it's not chal at all. That can't like come in a bun hossam, maybe why the bun hole is no cutters, because at the end you didn't think about that, you only thought about one sheep, only half of the matzit. I'll hock the choshim kula over here, eventually you thought about the entire sheep, maybe matzit, hocking on me the puggle, maybe that might be the puggle. If I can't like come in a bun hossam, you thought about one sheep and half of his eyes, half of they don't combine, Edla hodamalium, or isavoida, you didn't continue with the same avoida. What happened was you thought about what Rebbe's case was. You thought about one sheep, half a kezayis and one challah, and then the next sheep you thought half a kezayis and the other challah. So it's two different avodas. But here it's the same kmitz. He's just going continuing the thing kmitz. Maybe Rebbe's made it that it is pigle. Alhocha the hodemalim or is avoda. It's the same avoda. You continue the kmitz. Alhocha the apostle. So what's going on here? Ella to explain my chalitz as follows. Manda my pigle. The one who says pigle divrei hakol according to everybody. Manda my apostle. The one who says pigle holds according to everybody. Mandam apostle, divrei hakol, and mandam kodesh hakol. Each one says that everyone agrees with me and have a svara. What's a svara? Mandam apigol, divrei hakol, ksava he holds, derech achila bekach, since this is a normal way of eating, and the derech bekach, and therefore, derech aktore bekach, this is a normal way of roasting. It's as if you did all the right machshavas, because eventually you did the entire kmitza, and you burnt the entire kmitza, so therefore, it's mamash pigol. It's as if you were makter kazayis in order to do the kazayis shirayim outside. Fine. Umanda am apostle divrei hakol. Everyone will agree in this case that was derech achila bekach. That it's taka derech achila this way. But ve'ein derech aktor bekach. Nobody roasted this way, and because nobody roasted, have a kiminchah shelo huktra. It's as if the mincha was never roasted. This is not the normal way of roasting a sesame seed at a time. If it's never roasted, there's no pigul. Umagam a kosher, completely kosher, says it's only possible. Because since it's derech achila b'kach, so it's possible rabban. Aber mandam a kosher, dibe hakok sabar derech achtor b'kach, it's normally roasting. Aber ve'en derech achila b'kach, since nobody eats it this way, so the machshava, nobody only thought about a shumshum of the shirayim. Nobody eats shirayim that way, and therefore the machshava, there's no machshava at all, and it's totally 100% kosher. No, we don't say achila plus. We're not eating anything, we're just saying that this is machshava. There's a machshava, combine all of them together. Good. We'll stop here. What is it?